basically there are some few milestones that we can say it is in the right direction. For instance, the IBC, the Internal Boundary Commission, is have started their work, and we say that that is a progress being done in regards to the countdown to the formation of the Trigon.
Looking at the identification, training, containment of the army that is supposed to constitute the unified forces, what is being done?
The unification of the forces is an ongoing process, and I think within the negotiation process that it should take place within the 8 months. And I think probably there are some challenges with regards to the unification forces. We think that basically the parties to the agreement should try as much as possible to ensure that this unification of forces is completed if all necessary factors remain the same. However, if they could not be able to do that, but they should be able to expedite the process so that the unification of the forces is done within the remaining 45 days, if that is possible.
There are now voices that the revitalized Trigono could be formed even before the reunification or the deployment of the unified forces. What is the implication of this?
If you look at the agreement, especially on the transitional period, Article 2.31, it says that notwithstanding any agreement to the contrary, a transitional period of 36 months shall start on completion of the redeployment of necessary unified forces or on the expiry of 8 months, whichever takes place first. So this, in terms of interpretation, it tells us that whether or not this redeployment of the unified forces is done within the 8 months or not, reconstituted Trigon should still take place. The implication can be on two ways. One is that if there's positivity in terms of ensuring that the completion of the unified process takes place, then the process will continue, even if the transitional government of national unity is reconstituted. On the other fold, it will be a little bit problematic if the forces are not unified in time, especially if the registration, the cantonment, and other aspect of the redeployment and the unification is not done, especially with regards to demilitarizing the civilian zone, looking at the cantonment of the forces and the training for the forces. So this can lead to some other issues that we think that the party should take that into consideration as the countdown is going to the wire.
There's this fear that if the process is not properly tackled, particularly the identification, training, containment, and then the formation of the unified forces is not done before time, people fear that the July 2016 incident might occur. Is that something troubling the civil society?
We have taken that into consideration, looking at all aspects of the past agreement, also including some of the issues, because security constitutes at the basis of realizing peace in South Sudan. However, what we are trying to push as much as possible is to ensure that at least the process is ongoing and must be taken seriously before the end of the pre-transitional period. We'll be releasing a report. The report will detail things that can be done without any penny, which means in terms of money, those that can be done with little requirement of money, and those that can be done which may require a lot of money. So that will give priorities in terms of how the remaining 30 days can be taken into consideration, because this report will provide some kind of benchmarks and way forward to all the parties to the agreement. And we'll be asking that at most the parties remain very committed to the implementation of the peace agreement and also moving forward to ensure that the South Sudanese citizens enjoy full peace as the formation of the RTGNL.
There are voices that IGAD should intervene in the process so that this issue is resolved amicably. What is the position of the civil society?
We can articulate that in the recommendations of the report. Will be coming soon. So the civil society will put concrete recommendations on what can be done if things do not move as planned, and also as put in the implementation matrix of the agreement.
Finally, what is your comment or your advice to the parties to the agreement so that really they speed up to avoid any conflict that may arise during the formation of the revitalized Trigono?
One key thing to the parties is their commitment. We urge them to remain committed. committed to the implementation of the peace agreement. And also we ask them to expedite the unification of forces by showing remorse and also showing willingness to ensure that they are where the containment areas are. They should be able to have their forces registered and unified so that at least there's realization of progress in terms of the implementation of the peace agreement. Secondly, if there's any hurdles within in the implementation of the three transitional milestones, we would request them that this is done through roundtable discussions within the signatories to the agreement. And we could also call upon the Jamaica and IGAD to, you know, look at some of those hindrances that is delaying some of the key issues or key tasks that are not implemented in the future. And maybe alternatives could be provided, or revising even the implementation framework to see how they can move forward.